Welcome to the Upkeep for Monday, January 24th, 2022.
That's right. It's all the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And of course, the big story this week is the fact that Neon Dynasty previews begin on Thursday.
Wow, they are here. There are tons of creators all over the internet that will be sharing their cards. You can keep an eye out for ours on Tuesday the 1st.
Very exciting.
Which will be awesome. So yeah, they kick off officially Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Magic's Twitch and YouTube pages.
The event's going to be hosted by Becca Scott and B. Dave Walters of D&D fame, kind of coming into the Magic fold here with this set release. Also, some previews are going to be included in what's being called the Kamigawa AR for augmented reality experience.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You can scan a QR code in some LGSs that will show you a Kamigawa street market on your phone, including animated versions of preview cards.
Whoa.
Which sounds pretty wild. This was supposed to be rolled out on the 21st, but I personally haven't heard of anybody using this yet.
Yeah.
So if you witnessed it, let us know.
We want to know.
Sounds kind of cool.
What happened? And if you want to catch up on all of the backstory from the original Kamigawa block, plus stuff that sets up the new set, you can check out Daily MTG for 1,000 little story installments, or you can just listen to Good Luck High Five.
Yeah, we did a whole bunch on the Kamigawa story. Our past couple episodes, it's been really cool.
Speaking of Neon Dynasty previews, Mark Rosewater has shared his highly anticipated blog that has teasers for the new set in it.
Yes, I always love when he puts this out. So these are some things he says we can expect from Neon Dynasty, among other things. Number one, a black instant with, quote, destroy target creature or planeswalker that can be cast for 2 minutes.
So there's, I feel like that's like, that's a sneaky way though. Like there's
can be cast.
Yeah. A popular legendary creature from Champions of Kamigawa block returns in a new form.
A creature type fox pilot.
Oh, a creature type turtle ninja.
I mean, they just had to.
Yep, of course they did.
And going along with the turtle ninja, I'm sure, is an enchantment creature, a rat rogue.
Enchantment creatures?
Yeah.
Well, enchantment creatures?
That's what it says.
Ooh, exciting.
I know. Super cool to find out what these cards are going to be. Like we've said already a few times on the show, Thursday is the big day when previews will kick off.
Yes. And we also now know the details for the upcoming Neon Dynasty Championship. It runs Friday, March 11th through Sunday, March 13th. The formats are best of three Alchemy and Historic, with the top eight being Alchemy.
Yeah, this past weekend was a qualifier weekend, so a bunch of players who did well in that event will join hundreds of other people to battle for a $450,000 prize pool for this tournament.
Very nice.
Which is pretty cool. One person who did just that was none other than Frankie Numbers, Frank Karsten.
Congratulations.
Werewolves, which is pretty cool, tweeting "awoo" upon locking up his spot in the Neon Dynasty Championship with a cool werewolves deck. Also, remember, the top six from that tournament get invites to the World Championship, like awesome. The sickos they are.
Real sickos. I have to say, I've been playing werewolves and alchemy.
It's
of
very
all
fun.
Things.
Yeah,
it's great.
Seriously.
It's so much fun.
It's a fun deck.
There are new Pauper bans. This, of course, is a result of the formation of the Pauper format panel, which we talked about on last week's Upkeep.
Yeah.
They've banned Atog, Bonder's Ornament, and Prophetic Prism. You can read more about that in their article where they announced the bans.
You know what? It's nothing like forming a panel and immediately slamming down the ban hammer.
And immediately being like, we're here to do a job.
Yeah, seriously. News from the VML is up next, Arya Karamchandani is their winner of season 6. She took it down with Is It Turns.
And that is her third VML win. She is a two-time season winner and also the winner of their one-shot tournament.
That's pretty impressive.
Incredibly impressive. She wins an invite to a future set championship and also some cash. Season 7 of the VML starts soon, and there might be a new sponsor of the VML that you would recognize.
Who could it be, Megan?
I don't know. Do you know what? We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. Some issues now with the supply chain affecting Unfinity. Unfinity was originally slated to be released on April 1st and is now being delayed until the second half of 2022, which is kind of sad.
That is a long delay.
Yeah, for real.
Too. They say, quote, "This delay is specific to Unfinity, and we'll have more information to share in the coming months. We greatly appreciate your understanding as we work toward our updated release timing and the wacky excitement Unfinity brings."
And no, I feel like we need to clarify this is not an April Fool's joke. Somebody did ask that on Twitter.
It's bears mentioning.
I mean, for real, it was going to be released on April Fool's Day. So Magic said, no, it is not, unfortunately, an April Fool's joke. It does have to be pushed back.
Yeah. And finally, some very fun Good Luck High Five specific news. We are hosting our very first open to anybody tournament, the Good Luck High Five and No Invitational, as in you do not need an invitation to participate.
But you do need $5.
Yes, only $5. It's going to take place on Sunday, February 27th, starting at 10 a.m. Central. We're capping it at 64 players. So that'll be 6 rounds plus a top 8. Only $5 entry, as we just said. Yeah. And first through eighth will all get March qualifier weekend invites.
Yeah, this is a super cool tournament. It's our first time offering some really high level prizes, meaning you don't have to qualify for those weekends through the ladder.
Yeah.
You can just play this tournament and get in our top 8 and play get into the qualifier weekend for next month.
We're also pretty sick.
Giving away gem codes.
Yep.
We're giving away Ultra Gold gift cards.
All awesome stuff.
And we're going to be playing Standard.
Ooh, it'll be a hot new Standard after the release of Neon Dynasty.
That's so cool. I've been missing events that happen like right after a set release. So.
And so we're bringing you one.
Here you go, everybody. Well, that's all the magical news you need for this week. You can check out our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five, anywhere you get your podcasts. And you can support that show, this show, and everything we do, including these sweet tournaments, on patreon.com/GLHFmagic.